had to forgive me a little bit. I'm kind of going through a little bit this morning, but that's all right. By God's grace, He's going to get us through. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I ask that you keep, we have so many people that's going through it with illnesses and sicknesses and different things. You know, the enemy's at us with both barrels. But you know what? That lets us know that we're doing something right. Because Satan wouldn't be at us if we wasn't doing nothing right. But the good news is, we're victorious. We're victorious. We don't fight for victory, we fight from victory. So victory is ours. You know, I like to watch sports every now and then. And sometimes, you know, I have to be at a meeting or I have to do something, and I'm not able to watch a game. So what I do is I will record it. And as I record it and I see the game and I see the different things going on. Now, before I see the recording, I've already got information who won the game. Somebody's already told me who won the game, you know. But as I look at the recording of it, I see that my team is behind. But I don't get all upset. You know, I don't be hollering at the TV. Because I do. You know, there's been times I'll take off my house shoes and throw it at the TV. But I don't do that. Because I already know who won. I already know that we won because I know what's at the end of the word of God, that we have won. So I don't get all upset when things go awry. I don't get upset when things go wrong because I know that our God lives and I know that we win at the end. So praise the Lord. I'm going to start out in the book of 1 Corinthians 15. 1 Corinthians 15, and I'm going to start. And you can turn it if you want to, but I'm just getting things together here. The main text is not that. It says, "Now if Christ be preached that he rose from the dead, how say some among you that there is no resurrection of the dead?" Let me read that again. This is Apostle Paul talking. "Now, if Christ be preached that he rose from the dead, how say some among you that there is no resurrection of the dead? But if there be no resurrection of the dead, then Christ is not risen. And if Christ be not risen, then our preaching vain and your faith is also vain." So it's saying if this is not true, that Christ rose from the dead, what I'm saying is of no use. And your faith is no use. But we know that's a lie because we know he rose. He is risen. Oh, that was a little weak. He is risen. Absolutely. Now, how do we know he is risen? Were we there? Nope. No, we was not. I'm glad you asked the question. How do we know that there was a resurrection? Because God said so. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's one thing, and we know God's word is true. But as I look around the room, I can see the risen Savior in people's lives. I can see that resurrection power in so many of our people's lives. That old person is dead. Says, if any man or woman be in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things become new. You see, that old nature has been crucified. And that new nature and that new man has been resurrected. And y'all know I ain't always been a pastor. Ain't always been a Christian. But I'm so thankful. I'm not where I should be in my walk with God. I'm not where I want to be in my walk with God. But you know what? I'm not where I used to be either. And I see so many of you the same thing. We're pressing forward each and every day. That's the resurrection power. When you can see the Christ in people that's raising up. Now, we none of us are perfect. We all still have issues. We have struggles that we go through. But the main thing is, we're not continuing to live the way we used to live before Christ came in us. So, let's turn to the book of John now. Now, it talks about if Christ hadn't risen, our preaching and our faith is in vain, don't mean nothing. But we know that's not true. John 11, and I'm going to start at verse 32. When you get to say amen, I need a couple more amens. All right. Huh? John 11:32. Now, when Mary was come to Jesus, and saw him, she fell down at her feet, saying to him, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. When Jesus therefore saw her weeping, and the Jews also weeping, which came with her, he moaned in his spirit and was troubled. And he says, where have you laid him? And they said unto him, Lord, come and see. This is Lazarus' sister, Mary and Martha. And she had called for Jesus, but Jesus waited before he came to see them. And by the time he came, Lazarus had died. He had been dead for several days. And it says that Jesus groaned in his spirit. He says, where did he lay him? Come and see. And then Jesus wept. You know, verse 35 is the shortest verse in the Bible. Jesus wept. So let me say this to you. If anybody said, do you know any scriptures? You say, yes. Jesus wept. That's easy to remember, isn't it? Now, Sister Priest, she knows a lot more than Jesus wept, don't she? Praise the Lord. I love my sister. She is such a blessing here. And her husband, too. So anyway, and it says that then said the Jews, behold, how he loved him. And some of them said, come, could this man, which opened the eyes of the blind, has caused even this man should not have died? Jesus, therefore, again, groaning in himself, cometh to the grave, for it was a cave, and a stone lay upon it. And a stone lay upon it. Jesus says, take away the stone. Martha, the sister of him that was dead, said unto him, Lord, by this time he stinketh. For he had been dead 4 days. Jesus said to her, I not unto thee, but if thou would have believed, thou should have seen the glory of God. Jesus said unto her, said, I not unto thee, that if thou would have believed, thou should see the glory of God. Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. They took away the stone. Don't know who it was, but it was somebody in the area. They took away the stone where he was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hearest me. I knew that thou hear me always, but because of the people which stand by, I said it that they may believe that thou hast sent me. And when he had thus spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave cloths, and his face was bound with a napkin. Jesus said to him, loose him and let him go. This man had been dead for 4 days. He was not in a coma. He was not asleep. He was dead. He had been dead for 4 days. You see, so there was no confusion. Oh, well, he might have been in a coma. He might have been playing possum. No, because, and you know why? That he wasn't playing possum, that he wasn't in a coma? Because he was stinking. Stinking is worse than stinking. Yes, he was stinking after 4 days in the grave. Because back then, they didn't have any refrigeration. They didn't have no embalming. They didn't have none of that type of stuff. So This man was truly dead. And Jesus, he called out his name. And Lazarus stood up out of the grave. And so he was still bound up. He still had grave things, because what they would do, they would wrap stuff around you like a mummy. And they would put spices in between the wrappings to try to keep down the stench. And he told the people, he says, go and unwrap him. Loose him. Let him get free. He's alive now, but he's still bound up. He's still not free. So, remember what he says. Now, remember this. He says, he told them to roll away the stone. Because there was a stone in front of the grave. He says, I want y'all to move the stone away. So now, let's go to Matthew 28. Matthew 28, verse 1. When you get to say amen. Well, we're going to wait. Now, remember what it says is, if Jesus have not risen, our faith and our preaching is worth nothing. Remember that Lazarus was dead and Jesus came after he was dead and he told them to roll away the stone and he brought him back to life. But this life that Lazarus had was not the same thing that Jesus had, because, see, Lazarus died a little later on. He died a little later on. In the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulchre. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and set upon it. Let's stop there. There's that stone again. The first stone that was rolled away, it was rolled away by man. This stone here, it said, it was rolled away by a supernatural force, the angels. And it said that his countenance was like lightning and his raiment white as snow. And for fear of him, the keeper did shake and became as dead men. And the angel answered and said to the women, fear not, ye. For I know that you seek Jesus, which was crucified. Ain't no doubt about it. He was crucified. Everybody was witnesses that. They knew that. He is not here. This is one of the most powerful sayings in the Word of God. He is not here. He's not dead in the grave like Lazarus was. Remember, Lazarus was in the grave, right? 4 days. And he stank. He says, this man who you saw with your own eyes be killed, who you brought and put into the grave, bloody and everything else. He said, he is not here, for he is risen. You, what you doing, you looking for something that's not here. Now, yes, your eyes saw him die. Yes, you put him in the grave. But do you remember what he said when he was here on earth? He says, I will rise again. He says, I'll rise again. And he said, the reason why I will rise again is because of you and because of me. Because of you and because of me. He rose again. And listen to what it says. It says, he is risen as he said. Come see the place where the Lord lay. Not take my word for it. That's why I say all the time, it's better to trust in the Lord, put confidence in man. Now, these were angels. They told the women, he's not here. And they said, because you need to know for sure. Come see for yourself. Come see for yourself. Don't believe what I'm saying to you. Don't believe what you're reading. Don't believe what nobody's talking about on the TV.
Well, they didn't have TV back then.
But I want you to see for yourself what he told you before he died, that he was going to rise on that third day. You see, you was a little skeptical back then, wasn't you? You didn't really believe that back then, did you? You didn't believe when Jesus says, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. You didn't believe that Jesus says, I will never leave you, never forsake you. He didn't believe that you are more than a conqueror through him who loves you. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Ain't that what he said? Do we believe it, church? Huh? All right. So why are we whining? Why are we fearful? Why we go through all the things that we go through when he said so many promises in his word? He promised them that he would rise again. And he says, come and see the place where the Lord lay, and go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And behold, he goeth before thee in Galilee. Therefore, you shall see him. I have told you. We know the story. As soon as you know that you know that you know, not hearing, but you know the truth for yourself, go tell somebody about it. Y'all know when I first got saved, I was just like Paul on the road to Damascus. I got radically saved. And I wanted to tell everybody about Jesus. I want to tell everybody who was sinning, you're going to hell if you don't come to Jesus. And my guys that I was in the music industry, my guys who I've been playing with, they looked at me like, are you kidding me? You was just getting high with us last night. And now you're talking about we going to hell? You see, I was excited. I had that excitement in me. It was something that happened to me that I've been looking for all of my life. And as I say, you know, I was young. I didn't get a whole lot of it. But one thing I did get, that I knew that Jesus was inside of me. I knew something radically had happened to me. Now, I still have issues and struggles. Once again. But I'm not playing church. I'm not playing with Jesus. I'm not straddling the fence no more. Because I know that he is risen in me. I know the things that I used to do before that I loved doing, I don't do them anymore. And it's not because of willpower. It's because of the Holy Ghost power inside of me. And it's the same thing with you. I can look at so many of you and see how God has touched you, has changed you. You got an excitement, you got a joy, you got a peace that it can only come from the Holy Ghost. That's the only way it can come. It's through Jesus Christ. Oh, what a good day this is. Matter of fact, you know, when I woke up this morning and I saw that snow, I'm thinking, are you serious? Are you serious? But you know what? This is the day the Lord has made. We're going to rejoice and be glad in it. Even if it snows in July. And the reason why it's a good day, because our risen Savior has raised up inside of us. Oh, how good is that? How good is that? It don't get no better than that, church. To know that we know that we know that our living Savior has risen in us. That's how I know that he is risen. This man right here, stand up, come here. I'm embarrassing. Yep, I know it. This is Olivia's dad. Olivia, come stand next to your daddy. Come on. Let me tell you something. To see a true resurrection power, you're looking at daughter and son. You see, look what I say. Yeah, well, y'all know what I'm talking about. A father and his daughter. Now, she had been coming, and what he had done was he saw the change in his daughter. He saw the living Savior rising up in her. And he says, I don't know what's happened to you, daughter, baby girl, but I want some of it. And here he is. And he's been coming for how long now? A couple of months. A couple of months. Amen. And this is the real deal now. He's not just talking. You can see the power of God in him and in his life. He don't know it yet, but he's going to be doing Bible studies, Sunday schools. He don't know it yet, but, you know, God is going to use him in a mighty way. And I can call a bunch of others up here. Y'all can sit down now. That I can see and I can show you the risen Christ in people. It's just not about talk. It's about seeing. Come see where he used to be. Come see how this man used to be, how this woman used to be. And see how they are now. Oh, praise the Lord. And this one here, she makes my heart smile. You make my heart smile. Sister Priest used to bring her all the time and used to sit over there and she used to look at me. Boy, I know she's like, what is he talking about? And then one day, when I gave the altar call, here she come. And you could see the glow and the light and the change in her life. Let me tell you something, people. This is not no fairy tale that we're doing. This is real. You hear me? Because we see the change in people's lives. Now, we had different levels. Some people, you know, some people are a little slow learners like me. I was a little slow. But I thank God that he chose me, a wretched man like me. I'm the least likeliest person that you would ever know to be up here preaching. Least likeliest for the things I've done in my life. But you know what? That blood of Jesus. Woo! What can take away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. No programs. No works. The blood of Jesus. I'm so thankful for the blood of Jesus. You know, a lot of churches, they don't use the word blood. They say, oh, we don't want. We are a bloody church up in here. The blood. The blood of Jesus. Absolutely, we're thankful for the blood of Jesus. So that's what we're celebrating today, is the blood of Jesus and him rising up. We serve a God who is living, not dead. He's not still on the cross. He's seated at the right hand of God, interceding for us. And the good part about it is, we got the Holy Spirit within us, which is Jesus. Did you know that? He says, I'm not going to leave you as orphans. He says, I'm going to send another of the same kind. You know, if I have an automobile and it's a Chevy, and something happens to my car, and I say, well, I need another car, and you bring me a Ford, it's a car, right? But it's not the same kind. See, it's a car, but it's not the same kind. But when the Holy Ghost came in us, it's the same kind as Jesus. The same thing as Jesus. And I'm so thankful. He says, the works that I do, you will do greater works. Because of the Holy Spirit within us. Oh, I'm humbled by that. Those greater works that we will do. And I can see the greater works is happening. Now, I ain't going to say that. Maybe. We'll see. But, you know, as I look, and week after week after week in our church, we see miracles. Week after week after week, we are seeing miracles in this church. And I'm so thankful. I'm so thankful that God is blessing us. I'm so thankful that he loves us. I'm so thankful that he's here with us and that he'll never leave us and never, ever, ever forsake us. That's his promise. Because he's a living and a risen Savior. He is risen. He's risen indeed. Amen. Praise the Lord. If you're here this morning, yeah, I'm gonna say what I was gonna say. Yes, I am. I'm gonna say it. We don't celebrate Easter here. I want you to know that. We don't celebrate Easter here. We don't do no little Easter egg hunts. We don't have nobody hopping around with no little rabbit. That is the world's celebration. And we're not of the world. We're in the world, but we're not of the world. And once again, you know, we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ. It's the most important and powerful day of the history of Christianity. But the world wants to tell you, hoppity hop hop, and the Easter eggs. We don't do that. Now, if you want to go home and have Easter eggs and stuff, that's wonderful. Matter of fact, I love eggs. And if you want to color them up and everything, color them up. You know, I'll crack them open, put a little pepper and salt on. The bunnies, y'all know I love bunnies. Know that. A little gravy. Onions. A little gravy with them. Mm-hmm. If y'all got some bunnies, bring them to me. Now, let me tell you what the word Easter came from. Esther, which is the pagan goddess of fertility. That's where that word originated from. And the symbolisms of that is an egg for utility. When you're in the occult and you want to have children, that egg is something that you bring into your home and you sit it over the doorway of your house when you walk into it. That's a symbol of utility. And what is the most animal on the planet that reproduces? A rabbit. If anybody ever had two little rabbits, a male and a female, y'all know. So why would we bring that into the church? Some of you kids, I know y'all some pastor, you done messed up my stuff, but you eat some eggs and have your daddy get you a chocolate rabbit, okay? You want a chocolate rabbit and some eggs, all right? Tell your daddy to get you some. All right. Got witness. You going to get him eggs and some rabbit?
Not in this house.
Not in this house?
No, not in my house.
Not in your house? You won't get him no candy?
I truly believe that by doing those things, you open up a gateway to let the enemy in. And I'm done with that.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. What's your name? Zach?
Zach.
Are you a soldier? Thank you. Did you bring him?
Yeah.
All right. Amen. See, this is what I'm talking about, church. This is exactly what I'm talking about. Praise the Lord, young man. Praise the Lord, young man. Did y'all hear what he said? He said, it ain't happening in his house. He's not going to open up the door. So I'm sorry. So you're not going to get no egg and you ain't going to get no rabbit. Tell him to take you get some chicken. He said, yep. And some ice cream. Yep. There you go. Praise the Lord. But I also want to say this here. It's an honor and a privilege, you know, to be your under shepherd. But I want to say this here. If you're here today, and that resurrection power is not raising you up. That resurrection power has not entered into you yet. And the only way it can enter into you is you become a child of God. See, it's not, he don't give it to just anybody. He give it to those of us who have surrendered our life to Jesus. to accept that free gift of salvation. You can't work for it. You can't pay no money for it. All you have to do is accept the gift of eternal life in Jesus Christ. That you will know that you know that you know that when you leave here, not if, but when you leave here, you will be with him for eternity. But let me tell you something. Jesus is coming back, and he's coming back soon. He's coming back, and he's coming back soon. And if you out here, or if you living, and you have not surrendered your life to Jesus, I don't care how good you might be, I don't care how much money you might have, how strong you might be, you will not inherit the kingdom of heaven. Trust me. Trust me on that. That's what my Bible says. And I believe the word of God. So if you're here this morning and the Holy Spirit is unctioning you and you're saying to yourself, today is the day that I need to get right with God, because you're never promised tomorrow. You're never promised tomorrow. You never promised another minute. We one heartbeat away from eternity. And let me tell you something. You will spend eternity somewhere. You will spend eternity somewhere. When you leave, when you die here, that's not the end of it. That's just the beginning of where you will spend eternity. In paradise, if you are a child of God, if you surrender your life to Jesus. So, once again, where are you today? Where are you today? Do you have a relationship with Jesus Christ, or do you just know about him? A lot of people know about him. Lord, Lord, I've cast out demons in your name. I've healed the sick in your name. I've done this and I've done that in your name. I went to church. You know, I read my Bible and I did all that. And he says, depart from me because I never knew you. All that stuff that you did there, you knew good and well that you wasn't right with me. But today you can come and get it for real. That you can walk out of this door with a smile on your face and with your hands raised and say, Lord, I know that I know that I know. I know that I know that I know that when I leave here, I'm going to be with you forever. So if you're here this morning and you have any doubt, well, maybe, might, I think so. That's not good enough. It's not good enough. You have to know that you know that you know. So if you're here this morning and the Spirit is speaking to you, don't come up here because I'm persuading you. Because if I persuade you to come up here, somebody else can persuade you that it ain't right. But when the Holy Ghost comes, he said, you didn't choose me, I chose you. So if you're being chosen today, please do not ignore it. Please do not ignore it. If you know, if your heart is beating a little fast right now, your seat's getting a little warm, be obedient, because this might be the last opportunity that you have to be with Jesus forever. So if you're here this morning and you know, don't be ashamed, because he was not ashamed of you when they nailed him to the cross. Is there anybody else here that you know that you know that you need to come to Christ, that you need to get your life right with God before it's too late? You see, there's no do-overs with Jesus. There's no do-overs. But it's now. So if you're here this morning, once again, and you know that you should get up here, don't be afraid. Don't be ashamed. Because we're not going to judge you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Look at there. Look at there. Praise the Lord. Come on, young man. Come on. Praise the Lord. Look at there. Look at God. Woo! Look at this young man here. You know, I was watching him sitting back there, and he stood up, and his mama whispered, and he sat back down, then he stood up again, and here he is. You have no idea, young man, what God has for you. You have no idea the blessings that God has for you. But you will know. You will proclaim the gospel to many. To many, you will proclaim and tell people about Jesus Christ. Many. Amen. Do we have anybody else? Now, let me say something. If this young man here can get up here and come down there, what's wrong with the rest of you? Oh, I don't want nobody to see me. When you stand before Jesus, let me tell you something. Praise the Lord, sister. To be. Come on up here. Praise the Lord. Amen. 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 Is there anyone else? Let me say something. If you're sitting out there and for whatever reason you can't get up, any reason why you can't get up, I'm going to ask you to pray this prayer with us. Pray that because God will meet you in your seat. God will meet you in your seat. Lord, look at here. Woo, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. This is your granddaughter, isn't it, Miss Well? I remember when she was this fella's size. Now she's all grown up. Amen. But it, like I say, if anybody's sitting out here and you know that you know that you know that you need to get right with God, pray the prayer with us. And he'll meet you where you are. Amen. Young man, come on, I want you to come up here with me. Come on over here with me. Come here with me. Now, I want you to come around here. Come around here. I want you to sit right there. I want you to hold hands. Is there anybody else that have not accepted Jesus Christ in this over here, in this over here? You good, ain't you, Barry? You're just rededicating. All right. It's good to see you. Now, I'm going to ask us to kneel, okay? Now, I want y'all to pray this prayer with me. Repeat after me. And if you're sitting out there, repeat this prayer after me. Even if you repeat it silently, God will hear you silently. And then come tell me, Pastor, I prayed that prayer. Pray this prayer with me, okay? Repeat after me. Repeat after me. Heavenly Father, I come before you today. I'm confessing that I need a Savior. I'm repenting of the life that I've been living. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, that he died on the cross, shed his blood for my sins. He rose again on that third day. He's seated in heaven next to our Heavenly Father. From this day forward, I surrender my life to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. I accept this free gift of salvation by faith in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. Come here, young man. Oh, you have just witnessed miracles. You hear what I'm saying? You just witnessed miracles. You know, I hear people talking about, we're not seeing miracles. We're not seeing it. You see them here every week. Every week we have miracles in this house here. Praise the Lord. So let me tell y'all something. Do you have a Bible? Do you have a Bible? Okay. You have a Bible? We're going to get you a Bible. You'll see the young lady back there. Raise your hand, Dalia. Okay. Go back here and see Dalia and she'll get you a Bible. Let me tell you, when you start reading your Bible, start in the book of John. Start in the book of John, then go from John, and then go back to Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. When you get back to John again, you'll have a better understanding. Don't start in the beginning of the Bible. Start in the book of John. All right? God bless you. God bless you. Amen. How good is that? How good is God? How good is God? And let me tell you something, young man. You are such a blessing. I'm so thankful for you to say what you say, because so many times what we will do, we will fudge and we'll bring stuff in that we have no idea that we open the door into the enemy.
The enemy comes as a serpent waiting through he can bow, or a lion who waiting in the grass.
Amen.
He comes in any way he can. So you have to be, we're supposed to be wise as serpents,
gentle as doves.
Gentle as doves. You so wanna, as Christians, we need to stand up and start putting our foot down and not giving a single inch to the enemy. We gotta start being better Christians. We're being very passive, and the church needs to really start taking back territory for the kingdom of God.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Woo! You want to preach our second service? Amen. Praise the Lord. How good is God? Listen, once again, thank you all for being here. Let's remember what we're doing in our midweek services Monday night, the Rose of Sharon at 6 o'clock, Hurting Women, Tuesday night prayer meeting at 6, Wednesday night Bible study at 7, Friday morning at 10:30, our women's Bible study, and on. If women, if you want to sign up for the women's advance, it's in the back. Men, if you have not signed up and you want to go, sign up in the back there. We need to have a number so we can let them know how much to cook for us and that we have room for everybody. So, I want to say thank you all. God bless you. He is risen. Father, we come before you today, giving you honor, glory, and praise. We thank you for these miracles that we've seen once again. Lord, your mercy, your grace, your favor is just wonderful. Lord, I pray, Father, that each and every one of us, as we walk out of here today, that we'll be focused on what this day truly represents. And that's the risen Savior, the living God. So, Lord, I ask that you'll be with each and every one of us. And I pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you all. Have a great day.